Turning to sports on KNKX, it comes down to passion. That's what KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says is the difference between outgoing University of Washington football coach Chris Peterson and his successor, Jimmy Lake. Art talks about what went into Peterson's surprise announcement this week. Art, besides the bombshell itself, what did you learn from Chris Peterson's press conference this week?
The thing that was most startling and poignant to me was Peterson's disclosure that at the Rose Bowl last year, he didn't appreciate the experience. That's so important. For context, the Huskies had not been to the Rose Bowl since 2000. And so this should have been a pinnacle experience for anybody involved. But Peterson said that all the stresses of the job, all the media obligations, all the other issues basically spoil the experience. And this is coming from a guy who was raised in California, played football at UC Davis, and looked at the Rose Bowl as the ultimate in the sport of football, which I think it is. But he was so put off by the cumulative stresses in his job that he did not enjoy the experience. And that was apart from losing to Ohio State in the game, and they were behind 28-3. So a lot of Husky fans were disappointed, but in ways much more profound, Chris Peterson did not want to be there.
So that's what he was feeling, but he was also feeling some obligation to finish the season with the Huskies. And he also must have felt some sense of relief knowing that his successor was going to be defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake. Now, fans may have been surprised by the immediate hire of Lake, but it makes sense to you and other folks who've been following this program.
Right. Jimmy Lake is a very well-regarded assistant coach. He was the defensive coordinator, and he worked with Peterson in Boise State in 2012 and 2013, and then the two of them came over to Washington in 2014 and were very, very successful. Jimmy Lake grew up in Spokane. He went to North Central High School, then went to Eastern Washington in Cheney, where he was a starting safety. He was an honorable mention all-conference player and an academic all-conference player. So he is a very bright, able, enthusiastic guy who has been sought by other top-flight programs, and Washington knew all of that. And so they kept him close by raising his pay, raising his responsibilities. And I believe that athletic director Jen Cohen had him really at the top of a very short list. And this worked out more cleanly than I think any transition in Husky football history as far as the football coach.
Well, now that it's happened, what does Lake bring to the football program that Peterson couldn't, or couldn't anymore at least?
Youth and energy and passion. Peterson said several times that he had lost his passion. And Lake is 42, Chris is 55. And those are 55 hard years when you've been a player in college and high school for 8 years and in coaching for 32 years. Peterson was sick of recruiting, as I think any normal human being would be, because it's a perpetual thing. You can't even enjoy a win because you've got to go out the next day and try to populate next year's class. I also think that something we've talked about before is going to loom large in the fates of all current coaches, and that is the California state law that now prevents schools from denying compensation to their athletes. That is going to happen in 2023, but recruiting for that class is already underway. And Lake is young enough and enthusiastic enough in his first head coaching job to say, you know what, I'll figure out a way around. And that's why he's much more suited right now than Peterson to carry on the Husky tradition.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org or anywhere you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.